11 paddlers carrying the name Paddle Forward have pushed beyond their seventh week on the Mississippi River. They started at its headwaters in Minnesota and are headed toward New Orleans. We've been tracking the team's progress through phone conversations with Whitefish Bay native Martha Brummett. This week she reported the team is more than two-thirds of the way through the adventure. In fact, she was already aboard ship and the crew was paddling when we chatted. She reported the headwind was stiff and rain was falling. Still, Brummett was psyched. They'd moved well below the Mississippi's lock and dam system. The river was picking up speed, and Memphis, Tennessee was only about 200 miles away.
Don't have any other major rivers that will flow in. We just passed the Ohio, which is the last big one, and the river is becoming much more windy, so we'll be paddling north, south, east, and west most days as it meanders towards the Gulf.
The crew continues to gather interviews. They'll be folded into a documentary about people and communities along the way and their relationships to the river. Brummett says a fellow named Big Muddy Mike, his last name is Clark, is one of the people helping to protect and explore the river. She describes him as a river angel.
Built his own canoes, Voyager canoes that are pretty big, and we were able to dry out our gear in his garage, and he is in the process of making his place into a paddle-in and paddle-out for bikers and paddlers. So we were sort of some guinea pigs to test out his new quarters for these people to stay in the near future.
Big Muddy Mike is based near St. Louis. Not far away, the group came across another river advocate, the Army Corps of Engineers. Brummett learned that in addition to dredging waterways and coping with hurricane and storm damage, the Corps is developing a Mississippi River water trail.
So like a hiking trail, but instead of hiking, you paddle this trail. And so there are campgrounds that the Corps sets up and lots of signage for people to paddle safely on a stretch of the river just north of St. Louis in a town called Alton, Illinois.
The crew continues to stay in touch with online followers, as much as limited internet access allows. Brummett says in some cases the paddlers are reaching out for help. This week they spotted a large and intriguing amber-colored bug that joined them for a lunch break. The crew blogged a photo in hopes an intrigued student or scientist will identify the as-yet unnamed creature. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.